If you want to start monetizing your podcast, sign up for Podmetrics. Head to podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE when you sign up. That's podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE. The Creator Life is powered by the company Cebu, a co-working space that fosters creativity and collaboration all while getting things done. Check them out in their Mandaue branch or in one of their partner spaces in Cebu IT Park. You can also take advantage of their other spaces in Japan, Singapore, Bangkok, and Hawaii if you become a member. Get 50% off on a day pass or flexi pass when you book a visit through bit.ly/tccvisit and use the promo code CREATORLIFE50. That's bit.ly/tccvisit with the promo code CREATORLIFE5050. For more info, check them out at thecompany.ph or through Facebook and Instagram at The Company Cebu. On with the show!
Wow. Murag, it's like 2021 is here and I feel like it hasn't changed much.
Can't believe it. It hasn't. Interesting.
Yeah, interesting wow. Enough. Like, you would think, people would think, it's a new year, so things would change. But so far, nope. Still in the house.
Hey, that's true. Yeah. Like, generally, right? Like, we thought when the pandemic broke out, we thought that it would end May, right? Around May 2020.
Right.
Then, hapit na May. So, like, we were like, okay, maybe August. And then everyone was, like, making memes, right? Katong naa si Jose Marie Chan.
Yeah.
And, like, we thought that it was, all cap raba. Then, okay, naabot ng December. Nope. And then here we are. How are you?
Yeah, we're recording this in February. Yes. Timing, it's Valentine's Day, so...
Oh, yeah. Yes. So what are you doing today in lieu of the 14th?
Just at home, like treating it like a normal Sunday, whatever that means.
Same.
I get the sentiment that this day holds, but like it doesn't have to be today. I can do it. I could have done it yesterday. I could do it tomorrow. I could do it next Sunday. Heck, I could do it next month. Like, why that's settle true. For just a day? Like, just heck, 14, do it every day. Right?
That's true. And yeah. I don't know. Siguro, like, sa akong case, sad kay, right? I also have, like, I have someone that we're in a long distance relationship and we have no time for this anymore because number one, we have other important things to think about, like example our kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then next day we have our jobs and so, but you're right when you said na, 14th, like usually everyone is busy preparing their love languages, how they're gonna say that they love the person. And I agree with what you said na kanang just do it every day, be consistent in your efforts, right? Is that what you meant? Like,
yeah,
in like, showing love.
Like, you don't need to show your love for just like a day. Like, what? You're just gonna stop tomorrow? No.
I agree.
You're just gonna randomly stop loving? No. That's not how love works.
That's true. Love is work.
Yeah.
Love is work. Love is hard work. It's not how it is depicted in the movies, right? And, everything, I think also like a lot of events that happen around the 14th is because of consumerism, capitalism, like a lot of businesses want to profit off, right? Mm-hmm. Like Christmas, right? Like record high sales. And they're trying to replicate the same thing in so many days in a year. And one of them is Valentine's. So, but when you think about the concept of it, I agree with what you said. Like, why is it only just one day that you can really express that you love them? Why just do it every day?
Mm.
So, like, this makes me think, why is this being marketed so much for one day lang? So, like, okay, capitalism.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This is crazy. But what do you think, Jules?
Like, if you celebrate, go. If you don't, that's fine. I don't. We shouldn't be too critical of this, because if however people choose to celebrate this day, go. And we're just hot off heels of Chinese New Year, so.
Yeah. That's true. And they're calling this year, was it the year of the metal ox or the copper? What was it?
Metal. I don't know. I don't like to be too particular with that.
Why? Because last year was the year of the metal rat, right? Yeah. And look how that turned out. Now it's like a bigger mammal. It's now an ox. So yeah.
Let's hope 2021 will be ox.
Hopefully. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice that you slid that.
Ox. Yeah, ox na ox.
Yes, ox na ox. But like, it's scary though, right? Like if you think in terms of size, like the rat, metal rat was last year and then this year is metal ox.
Don't imply that it's gonna get worse.
No. Because no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But also, ox is a creature of labor, like the donkey, right? So it creature of burden. I don't know, but ox, diba, is like a symbol for hardware, right? Yeah. And I hope now that means if we worked hard this year, things would turn out well. But yeah, what do you think about the year? What are your predictions? I like where this is going.
Oh my gosh. Thank goodness you're starting with this. Like, thank goodness you're starting with this, because I know the topics that we'll be talking about are gonna be way more serious than this. So
yeah.
Anyway,
we'll make up for all the shit show that will be mentioned later in this one.
The first swear of season 4, and I didn't make it. Yes.
Thank goodness. Oh,
no. Anyway, sorry, yeah, no, like anyway, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Like, I don't want to predict too much because, like, there are still external factors that are out of our hands. Like, you know.
Go ahead and just predict. It's okay.
No, I don't want to be too controversial the first episode, because that's the last thing I want right now.
It already is when you decided to talk to me.
Oh boy. Anyway.
Sige na, just any predictions. Like maybe just two.
We won't have vaccines yet.
Okay.
Diba?
That's dark. Diba? Okay, that's really dark. But like, you know what? I already know a couple of people who've had vaccines now. Like na-inject na sila.
Like here?
So I think, yes, here in the Philippines.
Oh, let's just hope it's not the, you know.
The 50-51.
Yeah. We're not gonna, yeah. Goodness.
Imagine, like, we were having the time of our lives when we read that, right, as office. And then we were like, what, 50-50? So that means if we're all gonna take this vaccine, like, let's hope na occupancy will go below then whatever. So we had like a field day. That headline, the 50-50. But anyway, okay, predictions. So no vaccines yet.
All right,
what's next?
The usual politicians who start promoting usual. Themselves. Yeah, okay, I know, it's the usual one. I'm just keeping it safe now. This is a safe prediction.
Speaking of politicians, I saw like a really weird ad on YouTube earlier.
Oh, is that the ad where he was dancing?
Carlo Tugari.
Yeah. Yes, it's that one. Oh my gosh, so dumb.
Oh my gosh, cringe. All right. And like, I was like muttering to myself, oh my god, I hope no foreigner sees this.
Oh, they're not gonna see it. So I think it's targeted here, so I don't think they're gonna see it.
I hope to god that their advertisers are no better actually than.
They're no better, but like at least, you know.
Yeah, but my God, right? So cringe. But anyway, yeah, I think you're gonna be on point with your second another. We're all gonna see.
Is that, yeah, because next year is elections. So
that's true.
Okay, let's begin in 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to The Creator Life with Julia and CB. That's me. It's a podcast that makes sense of how different people live their lives as creators. Main episodes come out on Fridays and Creative Tidbits episodes pop up on Wednesdays. Follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you use to listen to podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, leaving a rating and review on this podcast really helps me out. Here's the episode. Hey guys, so welcome to season 4. It's been a while.
Yay!
I've been
4. Wow.
Up and away. Been doing some things, taking a break, dealing with stuff, a lot of stuff actually. So, here I'm back. I'm glad to be back. And for my first episode, my guest for this one is of course the one, the only Joy Garingo of the company Cebu. So, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Julian. Thank you for all those who are listening to this podcast. I hope to be able to bring value to you. So, what's up, Jules?
So, yeah. So, what's new? What's new now? So, it's season 4. Abby... doing things a bit different, although it was still this episode will stay the main episodes will stay the same interview format an hour max. So yeah, this year I will strictly be following the hour limit. One, because I found that like making it too long isn't really good, in a sense that the topics tend to go on. So making it too long really isn't good. And well, like I could squeeze in more recordings that way. Like if I wanna do back-to-back recordings, I could just do more if I really do the limit of 1 hour. So yeah. That's probably it. And as I think you've heard the taste of it. So, I'll be doing 15-minute shorts. So, I'll be calling them creative tidbits. So, those are bits of episodes that you may hear on the main episode or you may not, because I have cut it for time and for obvious reasons. So, yeah, I'll be doing those shorts because it's fun to do shorter ones, because more content is fun.
Exactly. And like it's like a tweet, right? If you're pressured to really make your message compact, and then so it's like you're not wasting anyone's time when it comes to reading, right? So that's really good.
Yeah, although there will be those cases where I may extend. But it only works with certain people, and yeah, until those certain people come, I'm not gonna break that 1 hour limit.
Oh, and by the way, congratulations on your ambidexter partnership, the feature.
Yeah.
Yay. Like
thanks.
A track that you can play, like clapping.
Yeah. I don't have that, and I kind of. I don't know, because it's not that show where I like really entertain people like with like claps and stuff. Not
okay,
that
I understand.
Yeah, I'd rather do that live. Ooh, what does mean? For now it means nothing, but who knows? Anyway, we start with what we've been up to. So I'll just start with you. So what have you been up to these past few months?
Okay, so where do we start? First, like, the most important part is at the company, we're turning, I think the time that you will hear this podcast, we've already celebrated our second anniversary. Right now is February 14th. So tomorrow, we will be celebrating our second year at the company IT Park. And it's been like, it's been super, I can't believe like so much has happened. Like 2 years, in the span of 2 years, right? Like a lot has happened. My God, I can't even.
Funny enough.
Yeah, so we're celebrating that. Yeah, funny enough. And you were supposed to attend like the anniversary, the first one. The opening reception.
You're making me feel guilty every single time you bring that up.
No, I'm not. No.
Like seriously. My heart is hurting inside every time that gets mentioned. I low-key get sad.
No, it's okay. It was like a super, super hectic night, and like the same thing also happened on our first anniversary last year. Were you able to join us?
No, because of the same exact reason.
Yeah. So for everyone who's listening, Julian was in Japan.
Yeah, for both of those times.
For both. And now I don't know if he can go out and join us tomorrow, but I presume like most likely he won't be able to because of the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's up to him. But
especially now with like the rising cases in our beloved province. Anyway.
So we're gonna celebrate another year tomorrow. It's been it's been like a roller coaster ride, like if I were to say. And even like in a week, so much has happened already too. So aside from the anniversary, which is happening tomorrow, tomorrow is going to be like, we've organized like a really humble and small art jam. We've invited a few artists to do a live painting. The theme is Unspoken Love, right? Because in lieu of February 14th, and then they're going to paint something about unspoken love. And we've also invited storytellers like Joy Pacorsa, Eli Harrell, Jardine also. They're going to be sharing, and Aaron Glean, they're going to be sharing stories, anecdotes about unspoken love. And also we've invited spoken poetry artists. No, I should say spoken poets. I don't know, spoken word. Is that what you...
You can basically just spoil everything, since by the time they listen to this, they'll have, it'll have happened. So
basically that's what's up tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And we've also we also invited some of our members to join us for a game night right after. So what usually happens during game night is we play tabletop games, and and we're just gonna be, I think, 20 lang siguro. That's the super max na 20. And it's super socially distanced, like it's a big space naman, so I don't think we're gonna have an issue. And we're gonna be airing all of this live, so and this is where Julian is like super, super, like we're super grateful, no? Because we're going live, we needed a gadget, right?
Oh, boy.
And he's super, super awesome to have allowed us to borrow his Realme, which I'm very excited to try out, by the way. That's what's up tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think, anyway, do you have questions about what will happen tomorrow? Do you have anything you want to do?
First off, shout out to Realme, because they were mentioned. So,
and we'll mention them tomorrow too.
Whatever that means. Anyway, it's been 2 years in IT Park. It's nuts. Like,
yeah.
A lot has happened. Like,
uh-huh.
I think right after, like, the first time I went in was like, I think it was right after I got back from Japan the uh-huh. first time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I visited and the place was nice. And one of the things I missed when going there was like doing the podcast there because it was really silent for the most part.
Yeah.
But to be fair, the only times I would record was like the evening because in case you haven't listened to the podcast, I have a day job and I can't leave that early. So yeah, I do my recordings at night. So there. And yeah, like ever since then I've been going like on and off like every week, every 2 weeks. I'm not sure the frequency.
Yeah.
Especially the fondest memory was like the Christmas party. Whatever that was.
Yeah, but I wasn't able to like join
the
home. I had to go home because my baby was really, really, because I just gave birth like I think 2 months
ago.
Before that party happened. But crazy, no? Like we have had so many memories and I'm super, super grateful, Julian, for all that you've done with us. And for everything, really, until now.
Yeah.
We're not even sure if we deserve, right? Like, we deserve everything that we're... yeah, seriously, like... Go ahead.
Like, I remember the latest one. Not this one. Like, before that. Like, it was a random Saturday. I was doing, like, absolutely nothing. I had nothing planned. And then Joy suddenly messaged me. He's like, so ang usana muka, like one of the judges actually couldn't attend. Do you know what I'm referring to now?
Yes, this is a pitch party.
Like, yeah, so you're doing a pitch party, it's like you're invited, it's like, I'm not sure what am I gonna do? And it's like I was literally not in the right mindset. Like I was like randomly wearing a t-shirt. Like to be fair, we're all just at home. So.
But we didn't really think about it. So what Julian is trying to paint for you guys is there was this, we have this a mentorship program for startups, right? We do this every year with DTI or the Department of Trade and Industry. What we basically do is we call startups, right? Whether they're in the MVP or whether they're already raising funds, and then there's a Series A, et cetera. So we call them and we give them the chance to be mentored by our chosen mentors, like 9 sessions. Yeah, the mentorship program, basically 9 sessions spread over 9 weekends. And but this year was different because like 2019, when we did this program, we would ask all the mentees, the startup mentees, to go to the company IT park and, you know, listen to the mentors there and have a one-on-one session with them and do activities, etc. And this year, we decided to still continue to still mentor startups, but we had to do it all online. And then we... So for every batch, like after the whole 9 sessions, we'd have like a demo day. So what happens the demo day is all these startups would pitch their product or their service or their app to a select board of judges, right? And then the board of judges would comment, would ask questions about their product, and that's it, right? So this year we invited like a couple of judges, but one of them wasn't able to attend because of personal reasons. And then I called Julian, right? And I told him, Jul, it was on the same day, I think. And then
I asked him, on the same day.
Are you available? It was on the same day. Like, it was so crazy. I think the event was supposed to...
It was literally like 2 hours before. It's like, yes, what the hell?
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, so who are we going to ask? And we're like thinking, who are the people that understand what startups are and who are actually advocating for startups. So immediately, oh, okay, Julian should
diba, be. It was like, no, it doesn't just mean, diba? It's like, there was like one other person. Because they were like,
because
your plan was four, and then one didn't show up. And then like you asked exactly. two of us. And then we both said yes, so you had ended up having five.
Yes, which is crazy and actually good also because in this way, the startups also got to know more judges, right? More people, enrich their circle also so that when they launch or when they pursue their startup, they know whom to reach out to. So it's like very, very like we had Sir Rick of the ICT, right? We also had you. And I was like, we should really invite Julian because, you know, a big part of being a startup is knowing the right people to contact when you need to get the word out there. So that's why we contacted you and super, super grateful.
Oh, boy.
You know, and a lot of situations like this has happened before where we really needed Julian's help. And he's always like come through and like the latest fiasco also, which is related to
tomorrow.
Yes. So amazing. Like I have no words. I'm very thankful. Not just for the willingness, when in terms of like situations like this when we could really rely on you for support and to also show up, but also like we're very grateful. I can say, in behalf of the company, we're very grateful that we've partnered with a very consistent content creator. And I think, you know, that's more than anything else that we could really ask for. You're super consistent with the content that you churn out and high quality, might I add. And at the same time, I can't wait to see how this 15-minute creative tidbits, right? Creative tidbits would roll out. So yeah, more power to you. And I really hope and I'm very proud of you too. Like Ambidexter, that's such a big deal. And I hope like our Catriona Gray would
gosh. Yeah. Guys, go listen to that episode because I think it was 20% of that episode was dedicated to
Catriona
Gray.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's the year of manifesting, right? just get the word out there. And it will, the law of attraction.
Yeah.
So,
see. That was a thing, late last year. It's like, okay, law of attraction.
Yes.
It's like,
law of attraction.
Been here for a while. Like, I watched the show, The Secret. So, yeah. Just check the show notes. I might just leave something about The Secret there. So like
you should.
Yeah, you should. Because that's where I heard about that first. Okay. It's what is The Secret? It's like, it's just law of attraction.
Yes, it's really the law of attraction.
It's like at first huh? But then you think about it for a while, it's like, all right. Then
Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway, thank you so much, Jules. And I think it's a very exciting time to be alive, right? And speaking of exciting time to be alive, what else is up? I think the podcast, by the way.
Yeah. Let me intro this. So apparently they weren't contented with just me promoting them in their podcast, so they decided to do their own. I was just being self-serving and I was just kidding, but so why do a podcast?
Okay, so basically the mindset. Okay, let me explain. So before 2020, our content strategy was plan the year out, just talk about. Just make certain posts on Facebook and Instagram. So what we usually do, our content strategy is whatever we post on Instagram, we also post in our other social media platforms and even in our website, right? Mm. And although that's been good, it's been working because it's not costing us so much. Mm. It's not as valuable. Like the posts or the content that we've created so far, we're not very happy with it because, number one, not all of those things are, not all of those posts are valuable, really just like a showcase of the space, right? So because I'm the only one who's planning this, right? I was thinking, okay, so how do I make good content, valuable content, and at the same time not make such a big effort out of it? So by content, I mean like a Facebook post, Instagram post, and for SEO purposes or search engine optimization purposes, web posts, right? Like a blog post. And a blog post would cost a lot in terms of time and effort because we'd also have to do our research, right? So I was thinking, okay, what's the best way? So I thought about, okay, why don't we make live videos, right? That was the first goal. Live videos wherein we would invite people to speak about their company, especially our members, right? We did this na already before.
Yeah.
And from that one, we would make na a post out of it, right? Out of the content, out of the value that was created because of that show. And then we'd also make a show notes type of thing, right? Wherein we put that and upload it in our website. But again, that's very, very, very hard to do because, yeah, taxing, exactly. So we thought about, okay, this year, we're going to add something more, I think more straightforward and a little bit easy to do. Well, I'm not saying that podcasting is easy, but I'm saying like when it comes to video, right? Video versus podcast. Course, podcast is it's very straightforward. You just need a good mic or a good phone. But if you do a video, a live video, you have to coordinate, right, with your guests. They also have to have like a good background, etc. So it's super it's super time consuming. And because we operate very lean, so take note, like we operate 2 branches in Cebu, but there are only 7 people, and that's already including the 2 managers, the 1 sales executive, and the 1 cleaner and 3 receptionists. So that's super lean, right?
Yeah.
And who does the marketing? Who does the content? Me, di ba? So I have to think of a way to kanang replicate the process without burning myself out.
Yeah.
and at the same time, I was thinking of what's a really good format that I can easily teach my other teammates, the rest of the community crew, like Jaira, Majin, right? So I thought, okay, conversations are pretty easy to do because we're a very sociable team. Like you have met Jaira, right? You have met Majin. We're all like, we like to talk.
Yeah.
So coffee shops are like, yeah. So, okay. So that one, no, I was thinking about the team already is, I don't want them to have to develop another characteristic, right? Just to help me make content for our company. So yeah. I was thinking, okay, what's innately with us naman? So number one is we really like talking to people, especially our members, because we're genuinely interested in what they do, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next thing is my team is rather shy. They don't really like videos. They don't really like speaking in front of an audience. So like whenever there's like an impromptu hosting gig at the company, it's always me, even if I'm super pregnant.
By default.
Yeah, by default, it's me because, okay, no one else, even my boss, right? He's Japanese and he literally, like, I'm going to tell you something. Like, during our early years, there were, like, the 3 of us, Mr. Masa, Glyza, and I. Mr. Masa, he's the CEO, and then Glyza, she's the general manager, and I was the community manager. And, of course, since our business was new, we had to establish our network. Because we really didn't know anyone at the scene.
True.
We're not like businessmen based in Cebu. So I had to join mixer after mixer. So legit, no cap, I'm not making this up. Mr. Masa and Glyza would opt out of these events and would pay me would pay me to attend these events for them. So I'm like, my goodness. And I just shamelessly take their money, you know, because, okay. And I really, like, genuinely enjoy meeting great people. So, like, that's how shy the team already is.
At least you're getting paid.
At least, right? But that's like that's the severity of their unwillingness to, yes. Yeah, shyness, like they're very selective also, but they're super nice people. I wouldn't be with them for like this long if they weren't there. But anyway, so those were the factors that I had to think about, like, what are the strengths of my team, what is the effort, right, that would take into creating content na not only me ang mag-create. So then we thought about, okay, let's try making a podcast, because we already did the video, the live thing, right? It's super time consuming. Like one of our staff even cried because of the pressure of the tech. And then for the blog post, it's super, super technical also, because grammar wise and flow wise, you'd have to think about it. But when you make a podcast, it's so nice. Like, it's so, like, right now I'm talking to you, it's really just like a really good phone call, a really good conversation. So, like, okay, that's why when we decided to, okay, let's do a podcast and we'll see where this thing goes. And also, the intention is not really to dismiss the podcasters that we have been working with closely, like you, right? And Frances and the rest, right? There are a lot, but mostly we've done a lot of work with you. But this was not our intention. We don't want to do the same thing that we're doing with you, but we wanted to just try this format and really amplify the voices of our members, and not do the same thing with you, wherein you really work on the creators. For us, it's like it's super, super, like, random, like different topics that we want to talk about. We want to invite people, like, work related, and we're even thinking about inviting you. So that's where the whole podcast by the company stemmed from. Like, it's because we needed to create valuable content, not just content that would be like fillers ganis in newsfeed, because it's wasting people's time in general. So that's it. And then we also plan to give more value to our members at the same time. So expect that we will be highlighting our clients. So we will be featuring our members. And if some of our competitors would, like, really target these members that we featured, good luck. Good for you, right? Yeah. Like, more money for you and less money for us. But fine. Okay. Anyway. So go ahead, Jules. What next?
Dear Lord.
I'm getting tired. Okay.
That was a lot. Like, yeah. I was actually joking when I started that whole spiel of, like, so we're not enough, so you have to do your own thing now. I was just being joking.
No, you are. I know.
I was just kidding. Like, I know what I get why you're doing it.
Of course. But, like, I do think it's a good. Yes, I know. I know, don't be defensive about it. I'm just like, it's a good preface, right? Preface, yeah. How do you say it? It's a good.
Yeah, we can't speak English anymore.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's like a good introduction to, like, what we're doing with a podcast by the company. But essentially, it's really to continue creating value, both for our members and our followers, and of course to our partners, especially you, right? So we're not gonna, like, it's not like a big thing. Like, it is a big thing for us, but it's not, we're not doing this officially as, like, the only thing that we're doing, right? Because we have so many things in store. You're gonna love it. We're thinking about Code Wars also, by the way, and we're talking with AWS, and then, yeah, so anyway. Interesting. So excited. Yeah, I'm going to tell you more about it.
Yeah, don't throw all your cards here yet. This is just the first episode.
There were like so many cards, like so many, so, like tea to spill, right? But anyway, we were also thinking just like, how do we also make Cebu like a better, better ecosystem for medium, small, micro enterprises? Because we've noticed like a lot also of the business practices here aren't as ethical as it should be. Like the standards are super low. And you imagine this, like you will thank someone for doing the bare minimum. Like how fucked up is that? Like, sorry, cursing again. But anyway.
You've been the one cursing this whole time.
Yeah, I know, but like for the right reasons. For the right reasons. And not in that way, right? Like, so I think when we we were thinking about, okay, so what platform do we have? So now we have like we are aware that there's like a platform already for creators, like because you have Creator Life, right? Yep. And Frances also with her IT related talaga na topics and founder related topics.
Yeah.
So for us, like, how do we highlight the ecosystem that we have now? Like, identify, because, like, there are unspoken rules to the game, to the business game. True. Here. Like, do not fuck with these people, etc. And it's so messed up when that rule exists, right? Like,
yeah.
Really? So we sort of understand now, right? Like, the index of the Philippines, especially Cebu, like the ease of doing business is really low.
Yep.
We understand why that is now. It's not really just because of the internet infrastructure. They say that a lot, but really you have to look behind the reason why the internet infrastructure here is so bad. It's because of the people that are behind it, right? Like the power behind the one who gets a say.
Yep.
And it's not usually the usual culprits like the politicians. No, they're just part of the problem. Like the main problem is really a group of people who conspire to make the city as it is now so that no other people can fend off, right, the money. Yeah. And I also want to see a future where Cebu's industry, like the whole ecosystem, gets really disrupted in a way where there's already a shift in power. Like, we really get the people that we deserve, right? And I really hope to see that in my time. I think I've said so much. And I think we hope to highlight this on podcast. But we'll see. We'll see super when this deep. Goes. Execution is everything.
Anyway.
I hope it is. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. 6:30. So, diba? Anyway. Before we veer off into the sunset again, I noticed something different this year.
All right. Like, okay, go ahead.
I noticed you were in other places other than your space in IT Park. I noticed something. What is that about?
Uh-huh. All right. Wow. Okay. So, I'm gonna start telling you this story.
Are you gonna tell that story now?
Okay. So, all right. I'm just gonna say the things that I'm allowed to say, that are already out there, that are publicly made available. No.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's really up to those who are listening to judge whatever is happening, whatever. But anyway. Okay. So. The two places that you saw us in are actually our new space partners. By that, I mean QQ English and Inspire Team. So for like another background note to this, the company Cebu IT Park is located at the 15th floor of HM Tower. HM Tower is in IT Park. And we have a lot of clients because they really like IT Park because it's a whole ecosystem now. There's like a terminal and a mall, etc. So it's close to everywhere. So basically, it's a prime location. And then the space partners are QQ English, which is in Skyrise 4B. It's a 4,000 square meter space. It's an English school. Mm-hmm. They hold offline and online classes. They're not the owner is Raiko Raiko-san, super thankful. Shout out to you, Mr. Raiko. You are such a good man, and I hope there are more of good men like you here in our city. So anyway, he's the owner there, and they run, like, even if it's Japanese, they also offer a lot of classes to different nationalities, like Chinese, Arabians, etc. Mm-hmm. So it's like a multinational type of ESL. So it's not just super specific to Japanese. And then the other partner is Inspire Team. Inspire Team is based at the 8th floor of Mabuhay Tower. Mm-hmm. What Inspire is basically it's a software and app development company. They hire a lot of developers, project managers, so that they can cater to their clients abroad who want them to make applications, software systems, etc., e-commerce even, set up e-commerce pages, etc. So that's Inspire Team. And more of who they are is they're staunch. They're consistent supporters of the startup ecosystem here in Cebu. I think you know that, Jules. Like,
oh, yeah.
I think you...
I've been there.
Yeah, right? Like,
it's a nice place.
What do you think of this place? Amazing. It's a beautiful space.
I haven't really explored since it was like a Saturday and it was like an event.
What event did you join?
I think it was a Python related. Wait, Python. Oh, okay. Or I forgot which one. There were so many. Anyway.
Yes, exactly. So they're very well known for hosting a lot of events like that, like Angular, mm-hmm. Python, even like Global Game Jam, which is super awesome, super cool. And the general manager is Jemima Leventer. She's been living here in Cebu for like at least 5 years already. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with Raiko, they're super good people, we're super blessed. But the reason why we were in both spaces is because we lost control of our 15th floor branch on the 25th. Mm-hmm. So by lost control, I mean, gipawangan may kuryente. Charot.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
So here we go. I think it was at around 3. Like someone from the building went up and told us na kanang, oy, you have 1 hour until we paong the kuryente. Ala! So dito all hell broke loose. We're like, huh? What? Why? And I'm not allowed. I will divulge more details definitely in the future if I'm allowed to. But that's what happened. That's why that's what led us to consider other partner spaces. That's what allowed us to reach out to just two people. We didn't really expect that they will automatically come to our aid. And also, like, when you think about what really caused all this to happen, they were very, 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 very kind to accommodate us in such a short period of time. So when we got that from the from whoever sent it, we then thought about, so it wasn't on that day because obviously we were expecting na ibalik na po ng kuryente ato na day. And then pag 26, diba 25th na pangan gid mi, like we stayed until 11 and we really, among mindset ato kayo, we were not gonna go home if kung dili ni ibalik, right, ang kuryente. So 11 na lang, wala gud, nyamarag, na ano na mi ba kanang helpless and hopeless, like hindi naman good ni pero sige lang basin na ini buntag ini kita na nila sa kanang iwahang unsay dapat nilang tan-awon charot kanang balikan namin nila o kanang pasigahan na. So but tingon sila nga office hours kay alas 3 mag-start, so nag-thinking nga so ano man ni oy. Okay, naman ni clients, we have clients who start their shift at around 6 and even clients that start their shift at 3 a.m., right? So like preface, we don't only have like a co-working space, but we also have offices that we rent out to different sizes of different companies of different sizes. So we had to think about these clients, no? Nanas offices, because full swing man to ilang operations. So pag 26, So, di ba, mauna, we have that in mind, no? Lapat tayo, imrag, di pa man yun on mga alas 6 or alas 3. So, sige, ano na lang. We'll go there at around 6 so that we can facilitate the transfer of these clients who will need to operate before 9. We will facilitate the transfer, char naman ni backup site, which is the company Mandawi, char. So, moto siya. Pag-abot ka mo dito, Jules. Walang nangyari. So, we had to wait. Alas size, nag-got me dito, and then walang yapon. And then, merg na, okay na, merg, we were let in at around 9:30 plus. So, moto siya. Pag 9:30, nagsugod na din magpagawa sa mong stuff. And it was eminent then na, okay, merg, di mong ito, kanang open na nani sa suga, oy, so, saan na to? So, muna din to, Mr. Masa contacted his friend and I contacted my friend and both of our friends said yes. And these friends are Inspire Team and QQ English and we are eternally grateful for what they have done for us. And so, yeah, that's what happened, no? And then on February 1, we then resumed our IT Park, HM Tower 15th floor space. You were let in, the signages were already on, and then, yeah, we're still there. In fact, like tomorrow, which will be our second anniversary, no? We will be there, we'll be celebrating our existence as a business and the impact that we've done so far. So yeah, I think that's all that I can say. I'm on air for now.
Yeah.
And all I can say is I'm grateful. You know, I think na kanang all this has a reason, right? Like whatever calamity you're in, there's always an opportunity, whether it's a personal breakthrough or like a business breakthrough. For our case, sad kay, we were able to see who were the people who really supported us, right? Who we didn't expect, like, a lot of these people come forward and support us. We were very, very grateful. And then I think that's it. Number one, we saw the people who really supported us, not just the people, but even the companies who still supported us and our members. My God, what would we do without them, right? Like, most of them decided to stay with us. And Julian, I'm very grateful for you also. You know already, no? Who you and the rest also, right? Like what you've done for us. Super grateful. It's been super stressful. It's been like, I'd like to say it's an crucible. Shut up. And then, like, so much happened. Mara yun ang ngayon, a lot. Dagan yun ito mo pag January, like, the team has grown so much. So like, and then, right, and then and the next opportunity because of that event is that we found good partners, like in Inspire Team, in QQ English. And we're very excited for what those partnerships would entail for us. And yeah, diba? So a lot has happened. And like I said, like the team has grown. That's a third thing that we got from that calamity. Our team has grown and has grown in terms not just of skill but emotional, sad also, like mentally. We're very now. I would like to say na we now know how to handle a crisis. We now know asa gana ni kotob. So yeah, I think that's it for the calamity, right? And why we're in different places. Again, good question. Good.
Yeah.
You're doing.
Yeah, like I have, let me just say with all that, I have the sort of the perspective na I know the people there, and I also know you guys, and let's just say that yeah, I actually know what happened fully. Like it was some of it wasn't even intentional. Like Joy only found out I knew when I asked. I already knew what I had an idea because like someone told me. I'm not gonna mention names also because it's for our sanity. So someone else told me, like prior to me asking you about something, then mm-hmm. yeah, that's actually how I knew. So like I was already looking at everything, seeing what happens, like, oh, this is what's happening. Ugh. So yeah, I think it was really hard on you guys, but I think you came out stronger than ever and you gained a lot of, you knew who were there for you guys when you were at your lowest and things like that.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think during this time, what was really obvious now to us is, we were super, what do you call this? I don't want to say validated, right? Because that would mean a different thing. But siguro ang very close word is kana validated na. You know, if you really do something with the community, community will also show up for you. And like I said, diba, like earlier, we didn't have a lot of connections here in Cebu. We just relied on what we had. Unsa gud akong connections diri, Jules. Wala jud koy kanang very important connections. I don't have political connections, business connections even. I just simply like work in all these years, right? Working for the company, I just really kanang gravitated towards people that I like to work with, and that's how I built relationships, not based on kanang what can I get from them. Ingani like kinsa atong feel. So sa kanina case kay, yeah, I really like kamo akong na establish sa connections ni murag, and ang people said pa jud na murag amo ang na close kay mo po to ang more likely to help the community. So murag mo na because of this situation mas na strong gani mong belief o kana I think that's the right ano, mas na strong among belief na if you really kanang do something with the community and you really aspire to do it in all authenticity, kanang the community will really show their support sa imuha. Not just in like superficial na support, but even like kanang support na you can really feel the emotion and the intent, the good intent behind the help. So, and it's so nice kay we didn't really have to ask. Like, kanang, murag, ano na ba? Expected na dayon nga, uy, unsa man namong mabuhat, Joy, nga na gani, dili na. We had to kanang chika daghan nga na of course kanang naaji chika no pero wala may nag-expect nga na kawiling mi tabangan ba and then napaji uban na kanang napaji cases na oh my god kanang ni dito na sila tabang bisan wala miniingon nila sa full story nga na gani so reg amazing it's really amazing and now like we're very motivated to really help make an impact gani na itong community kay more friendlier towards people who really mean well, especially like medium, small businesses, right? And then basta daghan kay tag-horse. And then like what's also amazing, Jose, kay after this, nikatag man siya bito, like nikatag dyan siya na story niya. To be honest lang, sir, if ang intent gani kay ito pakawawas, what should mean awaw, charo? Like, okay na gina mo mga nang, okay, bahala, gito rin ha, charo. Wala jud be yes like I think kana I don't know no but wala mi nawa wala we didn't feel any shame we were actually like kaduha-duha minsan and like should we go public but that's like canceling the good that we've been doing so far right kanang just let things run its course and then if kung kinsa jud sakto muting babaw ra man gyud na unsa jud may tabo ba so kana and then unsa pud ang amazing sa kay di ba nikatag man siya. Katuday naman ay horror stories about the people involved. Charot. Ni share sad sila. So like, oh mo ba ngani din sila? Unya ako bakay, oh, na, this is actually like information na very helpful. Like if naam yani na information before, we could have like second guessed our decisions. And then so like this is like part of the reason sad na. Do you remember when I was talking to you about now we also want to kind of feature stories no, of people regarding sa ecosystem para lang, you know, para so that we'll know whom to disrupt. How do we disrupt a community or a system? We do not buy their products. It's as simple as that. So like, that's it. And if we don't buy their products, there's wala na sila yung money na ma-make. And ang ilahara pong ma-attract, katong pareos nila, right? Yung katong people na pareos na to, na we're doing our best in our power to make our city a better place, dilita mo palit from them. Kikiboman ta, unsa sila, ba? So we were thinking of kanang using the podcast also as this type of platform to blow the whistle in areas where it should matter. Not just the businesses but also the politicians. I don't know if this is gonna make it to the recording, but I also wanna ask you something. Like when you heard this story, like when you heard what was really happening, what are your opinions like right off the bat? Just super candid.
Someone's being petty. Like since this, knowing full like more of the situation than what we're allowed to say, it's like it's just so petty. The whole thing is so petty. It's like why do you have to do this? Like why? Like sa inyong side, like I know na there will always be people like the mugawas yun ng community. Like if the community is strong enough, then it will always find its way to support the people in need. And that was really petty. Like so petty. Like I was about to say something that would give away who we're talking to, but I'm not gonna say it because it will be obvious. So no, uh-huh. I'm not gonna say it. But yeah. Very petty. Like grabe ka petty. Like when I heard it, it's like, huh? Why? Kapeti ba ani uy? It's like, why? More na mas it's like, why? Why?
Exactly. Mako na mong gifit. Like, what? Why?
Like, why?
Kanang mo ba? Inyo dyan i-stake sa nan? Tungod na
yeah. It's like, why?
Inyong work, inyong life's work, inyong i-stake para lang mauni ang hitabo.
Like, why?
Hi. Anyway. Yeah, like,
anyway. Thank you so much, Joy, for being in this episode of The Creator Life.
Of
I really
course.
Appreciate this long conversation that I have already cut because it is too long and I can't handle it being too long again. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, what you guys are going to hear, I may have cut some parts. So, you won't notice until I say this now.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
You may also... Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So I think you don't need to plug because you've been doing basically half the episode worth of plugs. So podcast updates and behind the scenes are on social media. That's Creator Life Pod, Creator Life POD. You can also follow me personally and just look at the pictures or the weird shit I say on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. That's Julian CB, JULLIANSIBI. Yes, I swore on the episode finally after an hour and a half of not doing it. Anyway,
self-control.
Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. And until the next one, enjoy your tech, enjoy your coffee, enjoy life. And guys, there's still a pandemic out there. Please wear a mask. And wash your hands. Stay safe, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.